There's a lot of talk around that kids aren't reading as much anymore and don't like books and there's screens and all that sort of thing. But when you see how excited they get and how much they want a story read to them, you realize that they really do still love story and love books.
That's Adam Wallace, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Adam Wallace is the New York Times bestselling author of the popular How to Catch Picture Book series and 100 other books for children. He joins us to talk about I Think I Saw the Easter Bunny. It's the first book in his new I Think I Saw series. Adam, welcome to Conversations.
Hello, Dan. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, this is the first book in a new series, I Think I Saw series. So tell us about the inspiration for this new picture book series.
Well, a little bit similar to the last one I talked to you about, the Turkey in Disguise. It was sort of in discussion with the publishers and they looked at a few other ones initially and then asked if I'd like to come on board and write some with them. And I don't know if inspired is the right word, but that similar thing in a way to the How to Catch series, where it's a group of kids and one of them thinks he sees, in this case, the Easter Bunny. We've done Santa Claus is going to be at the end of the year. What else do we do? A mermaid and a couple of others. So basically this thing I saw, and then there's that bit of a search for them and then what happens when they find them. So they're really fun to write because you get that, I guess you get a little formula in them, and then you just sort of drop in the different characters in and the different mythical creatures or characters as well. So yeah, it's really fun to write.
So it sounds like this series could go on for quite a while in terms of all the different things a person could think they see. And then like with the Easter Bunny, no one believes him at first. And I suppose in the end, he really doesn't care if they believe him or not. It's just a great experience for him. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. Do you have a copy of the book handy there?
Certainly do. Always by my side.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the story here, and then I'd like you just to read a small portion of it so people can get a sense of your writing style.
Yeah, for sure. So it's basically Easter is upon us, and there's going to be an Easter egg hunt. And the main character, I can sort of grab him here, who is Alex. He always comes second to Sophie in the Easter egg hunt, so he's determined to win it this year. And he has a few troubles, and then he thinks he sees the Easter Bunny, and his friends sort of laugh, and as you say, they don't believe him, and he's like, well, I'm not hunting eggs anymore, I'm hunting for the Easter Bunny, and so goes in, it's well, a bit of a spoiler, he finds the Easter Bunny, and then actually helps the Easter Bunny deliver the eggs, and finds that he enjoys that a lot more, and enjoys the giving rather than the sort of the finding, the receiving, which is funny. I have a friend, and this is one of my favorite lines, he said to his partner one time, I think it was Christmas, he goes, I love Christmas, I love getting presents. And he said to his partner, but I actually find that giving presents, I like that even more. And she said, well, you live in the right house then, which I thought was just a fantastic response. So yeah, so that's I think I saw the Easter Bunny, that's kind of the main story. So I might just read the first couple of pages and give a bit of an idea there. So I'm so excited. It's my favorite time of year. It's not Christmas, not my birthday. No, Easter time is here. Time with family, time with friends. But if I'm being upfront, the part I like most of all is the Easter egg hunt. Every year, the egg hunt winner gets an awesome trophy. I've never won it. I always get second place to Sophie. But today I have my basket. I'm wearing running shoes. My eyes are open wide, so I won't miss any of the clues. That's just the first few pages. And yeah, it goes on from there. And it's in rhyme, as you can see. And I love writing in rhyme. When I first started writing, oh my gosh, in 1999, so 27 years ago, the first stories I wrote every day that year, and I wrote hundreds of stories, and they were all in rhyme. So it was my instinct initially was to write in rhyme, and I still love it.
Well, you enjoy writing in rhyme, and kids seem to enjoy reading or being read to in this rhyme. And I noted that you visit 50 or more classrooms every year. Does that kind of keep you in tune with, you know, what kids are enjoying and what they might like to see in your future picture books?
Absolutely. I do love going to schools. I actually came over to America last year and did my first in-person visits to American schools, some in Chicago, some in San Diego, which was so much fun. And I do. I love the energy of kids, and they get so excited. There's a lot of talk around that kids aren't reading as much anymore and don't like books and there's screens and all that sort of thing. But when you see how excited they get and how much they want a story read to them, you realize that they really do still love story and love books. So yeah, I do 50 or 60 a year, and it is great. It's really good to test your work and sometimes even test the work after it's written and see what works and what doesn't. And I remember one story I had, it was a little how to draw book, and there was one line in it, and I love this line. I thought kids are going to find this hilarious. And for an entire year, I read that story in schools and did it right, and didn't get a laugh one time. And so I ended up reprinting it, and that line got taken out. So we don't test a lot of our work on children before we publish. A lot of times in the children's book publishing industry, it doesn't get really tested on kids. And so that was a lesson to, just because I think it's funny doesn't mean kids are going to find it funny as well.
I want to come back a little bit to this story. Alex, as you point out, he says he really loves the Easter egg hunt. But as you point out, he ends up finding the Easter bunny. He travels around the world and learns valuable lessons along the way. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about sort of that takeaway that kids will get from this book?
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's a really important one. I mean, there's an idea with kids' books. We don't want to be, you know, preaching these lessons and these messages too much, but it's really nice to have them in there, not hidden, but sort of within the story without sort of saying it directly. And yeah, Alex, he does. He learns that, well, a couple of things. One is he learns that just because you want to deliver all the eggs, that's exhausting. He can't actually do it. So he needs a little Easter magic from the Easter bunny. And we do need help sometimes. We can't just do everything on our own. So that's almost one that happened accidentally as I was writing it, which is really nice. And I find that often happens. Some of the themes that come through, I'll be writing it and I'll almost look back, or as I'm writing, I go, oh, I didn't know that was going to be one of the themes in the story. So that was a nice one. And then, yeah, just that realization that it's lovely to want to win. He comes last in the Easter egg hunt, but it's actually the best Easter he has. And so that sort of, you know, winning's nice, but it's not, there's other ways to win than just getting the trophy. And he won by helping deliver the eggs and experiencing all this other stuff that he never would have experienced if he hadn't have taken the risk and had have listened when the kids laughed at him and just gone, oh, well, I won't bother then. He actually went, no, I'm gonna go for it anyway.
Yeah, that's an important lesson, that even though the kids may not believe him, he had belief in himself. He knew what he saw, so he kept going.
Yep. Definitely, definitely. And as a writer, and I'm sure if there's writers listening to this or kids who want to be writers, then that's a big thing. Like, we get a lot of no's and a lot of rejections, because that's just what happens. You send the stories out and not everyone is going to like it. And sometimes it's a publisher saying they don't want to publish it. Sometimes it's a joke that doesn't work. And being able to go, oh, you know, I believe in what I'm writing and I believe what I'm doing, but still being open enough to be able to adjust as well and not just think everything you do is perfect and the audience is the problem. You don't ever want to go there.
So this is a picture book. What can you tell us about the illustrator?
Well, it's the first time. So it's Sramali Basani, and it's the first time that I've ever worked with her. So yeah, fantastic. And this is an interesting thing with books as well, well, with kids' books, where the illustrator and the author, for starters, often don't meet or even chat. I mean, these days there's potential to chat through Instagram or, you know, connecting in those different ways, but often never meet face to face. And often also with this, I'm trying to remember, I think with this one, I didn't see it until it was finished. So you don't even sort of see the process off. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, depends on the publisher. And some publishers actually like to keep the author and illustrator apart because they don't want the author putting their ideas on the illustrator, just let them sort of go for their work. So, but the illustrations are really fun. And this is one of the great things about picture books as well, is that even if, you know, a publisher chooses the illustrator, everyone wants the book to be the best book that it can be. And the illustrators have this way of seeing things slightly differently. Like, they'll see the text, but they'll add little extra bits in as well. Like, there's a little cat that sort of follows through the story in this one, and these little extra bits that kids love to see those things as they go through a book. And so, yeah, so this one's a really great one for that. There's all these little, the story is represented, but there's little extras you can find as well. Like a certain bits, a little baby's pulling the cat's tail, another one, someone's feeding the cat when they're eating their Easter lunch and things like that. So little extra bits that add to the story.
Yeah, and then when Alex is looking at all of his second place trophies, the trophies come in different styles and different ways as he's looking at that. So it must be fun to, like I said, you didn't see it till it was finished and discover, oh, the illustrator added all these little bits in there. So it was a fun discovery process for you as well, as it will be for the readers.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most exciting things for me as a writer, either when you first see the rough illustrations or even in this case as the finished product. It's like opening a present. You don't know what's going to be inside. And so it is really exciting, especially to see what they've added in and, yeah, how those second place trophies were different. And then the different angles where it's almost like a TV show, or maybe a bit of a bird's eye view sometimes, and other times it's, you know, really close up of Alex. And so all this, yeah, it's like seeing, I mean, when I write the story, I'm just sending a Word document to the publisher. It's just words on a page. And so this, you see it come to life. It's amazing. And I love animated movies. And this is like almost a version of it's a still animated movie. So to see it come to life like that is amazing.
So as you pointed out, there'll be more of these I Think I Saw books in the future. The next one coming up, as you pointed out, later this year, I Think I Saw Santa Claus. Can you tease us a little bit about that book?
A similar sort of idea where the kids, it's a little previous to Christmas and the kids a few days before Christmas and the kids are in town and walking around and just having a bit of a day and have a bit of a play, and they think they spot Santa in different spots and there's sort of clues that it might have been him, but they're not sure. And then, yeah, eventually catch up to him down in a park and may or may not get a ride on the sleigh. I won't give that away yet.
Okay, well, that'll give us something to look forward to. This current one is I Think I Saw the Easter Bunny, where Alex helps the Easter Bunny save Easter. Lots of fun. Adam Wallace, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.